96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Well, when it comes to hair, we all want to look our best. But without a doubt, hair care can be a challenge, especially for African-American women, from dry to oily to breakage and all the things in between. For African-American women, keeping your hair manageable and healthy can be a daunting task. Today, help is on the way. If you are having hair issues that literally have you scratching your head, the experts are in the house tonight, and the phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What are your concerns? Have you found some solutions? You can also join us on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR, or follow me on Twitter at Bramante. Our guest tonight in studio, Dr. Keith Harley, a trichologist, hair and scalp specialist, and on the phone lines, Dr. Shawnee Francis, board-certified dermatologist and active member of the American Academy of Dermatology. We're going to start with Dr. Francis. Dr. Francis, we know the hair care business is a trillion-dollar industry. Women of color spend lots of time, lots of money to perfect their do. But talk to us about what are some of the common hair and scalp issues for black women in particular.
Hello, and proud to be here. I also want to add that we spend lots of energy on our hair care regimens. In our clinic in medicine, we do see a full range of hair and scalp issues, from something as simple as breakage and hair growth to profuse or overwhelming shedding, that's something we call telogen effluvium, to even some of the more complex scarring alopecias, such as central centrifugal cicatricial alopecia, a long mouthful that we refer to as CCCA. We see it all.
And so specifically, what is alopecia, Dr. Harley, and why does it affect black women so heavily?
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for having me on, and hello to Dr. Francis. This is an honor to be on here with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I personally probably would have Dr. Francis give the technical term of the different alopecias and the different disorders, because that way she can say the exact word and the exact definition from a dermatology perspective. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I'll gladly take this. So alopecia simply refers to hair loss. So I see this word used or misused all the time. Any kind of hair loss can be referred to as alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people get confused with is they say alopecia when referring to alopecia areata, which is a very specific autoimmune type of hair loss, which results in those little round circles of hair loss, smooth hair loss on the scalp. So that's an autoimmune disease, which means the body is attacking itself. That is called alopecia areata, but anything that results in hair loss is another word for alopecia, or alopecia is another word for hair loss. So it's a very general and broad term that can be used for any type of hair loss.
And that was one of the reasons why I had her give that description, because we as trichologists, we try not to step over what the dermatologist does. We give them their respect first. Let them define what it is, and then we go from there, and we piggyback, and we do the services to treat people with those disorders.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about hair care for African-American women, what you can do to make your hair more healthy. What issues have you been dealing with? Give us a call, 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. Dr. Harley.
Yes, sir.
We said at the top of the show, women spend lots of time and money, and as Dr. Francis says, and energy on their hair.
Yes.
Are black women sometimes causing more harm than good to
Absolutely.
Their hair? And if so, how?
Well, first of all, and I'm sure Dr. Francis will agree with this, I tell people that you don't get your degree from YouTube.
Yes.
We don't.
But it can be such a good thing if you're trying to change your oil, right, in your car.
But here's the thing. They have taken away our professionalism, what we've gone to school for, what we've learned how to treat people, how to do it. That's just like, and I'm sure Dr. Francis will talk about all the time, there's this big thing with natural hair and chemical treated hair. It's not about whether chemical treated hair is bad for you. It's about who's doing it. And do they know what they're doing? And are you doing it yourself? You know, people have a tendency of being kitchen beauticians. And if they would leave that to the professional and respect our professionalism and our profession, then half of that would be taken care of. We wouldn't have as many issues as we have today.
All right. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dr. Harley says stay off YouTube. Right now we're going to go to the phone lines and go to Ramona calling from Baltimore. Go right ahead, Ramona.
Hi, Ramona.
Hi, Ramona.
Ramona, are you there? Go right ahead, Ramona, with your question or comment. Oh, Aura. We're going to go to Aura calling from Virginia. Go right ahead, Aura.
Yeah, I just wanted to know how you stop hair breakage. I've been natural for 7 years, and I put nothing in my hair but wash it, a good conditioner, deep conditioner. But the front of my hair grows much faster than the back of my hair.
Dr. Francis, you mind if I go ahead and ask a couple of questions?
Good, and I can also chime in, too.
Yes. So let me ask you, normally I would say 40%, and probably Dr. Francis may agree with me, people who come to our clinic, my hair and scalp clinic in Arlington, Virginia, when they have those issues, it's usually people who are anemic, have vitamin D deficiency. There could be several things. There's no way that we can tell you exactly why you're losing your hair unless we look at it and see exactly what's going on. So again, we go back to the first thing. Go to a professional. Stop self-diagnosing yourself. And find out what the issue is and interview the professional like you interview your doctor. So you know that the person knows what. Don't just go to some place and say, I need to get my hair done. You need to talk about these issues. You need to be in a 15-minute consultation, which is what we do. Mm-hmm. And that way we can determine the direction that we need to go in. And Dr. Francis, you may need to chime in on that because I'm sure that's vitally important.
So I can't answer your question specifically, but I can give you a broad perspective. With breakage, it could be anything as simple as to how you are manipulating your natural hair, styling your natural hair. Sometimes something as simple as wearing wool on the back of your, like a wool scarf or a coat that's rubbing on the back of the head can contribute to further breakage in that area. And then, as mentioned by Keith, there's a full range of nutritional deficiencies such as protein, such as iron, which you can be tested for by a medical professional or other professional. So iron is the number one cause of breakage in terms of nutritional deficiencies. Can lead to anemia, but a lot of women, especially heavily menstruating women, which a lot of African-American women with fibroids tend to be a little bit heavier with their cycles, you can be low in iron and still not anemic. And if you have an iron deficiency, even though you haven't reached that anemic level, going to a board-certified dermatologist that specializes in hair loss could be the person you need that will tease that out, because there's a test that's a little bit more specific than just checking to make sure you're anemic, to check your actual iron levels to see if you're deficient.
And will supplements do the trick for iron deficiency?
Supplements will definitely help correct iron deficiency, but I always emphasize that iron is one of those things that you shouldn't be supplementing without a confirmed deficiency, because iron is something that we know we can become toxic on. So it's very important to supplement iron with the help of a medical professional, because you can be giving yourself too much iron, and that can also create medical issues. So that's something that you don't do from YouTube or at home to do that with the help of someone that's also regularly checking your labs and your levels to make sure you're not giving yourself too much. Because just like vitamin D, too much of a good thing can be a very bad thing.
Absolutely.
So iron is another one in that category.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about hair care for African-American women. Let's go back to the phone lines. Now, Tina calling from Hyattsville. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hi, Tina.
Yes, I just wanted to piggyback with the doctor when it came to iron and vitamin supplements. That is very important. Any type of issue that's external, you have to start internally to work with it.
Right.
I myself personally, I take vitamin E. My hair is very healthy, and once I started working out, my hair really started growing because it's all about circulation and the scalp area.
Mm-hmm. You know, so what? It's good to hear you say that, Miss Tina. That's one of the things, We at our clinic have we decided to put together supplements, which was vitamin D, mm-hmm. biotin, vitamin E, all these supplements, because we knew if we could help them internally. Of course, we're not a medical facility, so they had to make sure we sent them to a dermatologist or whatever mm-hmm. to get their blood work done. But we also created a biotin shampoo and conditioner that hit it from the outside. And you're taking a pill from the inside, so you're hitting it both ways.
I'm African-American. My hair is down to my waist. And I basically, you know, it all starts with, it's a spiritual thing. It's a mental thing. You think healthy, you work out, you eat right, and you keep the chemicals out of your hair. I mean, if you're not meant to have straight hair, stop straightening your hair. And it comes from the daily bombardment of Western civilization's idea of beauty, which is straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
That is not some people's natural hair. So if they get away from the chemicals and embrace their natural hair, we as Black folks can grow hair to our waist.
Well, I'm gonna let you jump in, but I want to pick up on that, Dr. Hawley. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about hair care for African-American women. What works? What doesn't work? How can you improve your hair? Now, Natina talked about natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw you kind of sort of have that
fringe.
Look like. Yeah. But listen, what's the best way to care
let
for? And this, this is
let
a
me,
question
me.
For both of you. For natural hair, if you want natural hair, how best to care for that as an African-American woman?
First of all, let's go back in our history. Madam C.J. Walker came up with the straightening comb and the relaxer and products and things of that nature. It is not saying that hair is hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it's your natural state, that's good. But if you have choices and you want to put a relaxer, a perm, a colored, or whatever the case may be, every nationality does that.
Mm. So we're putting too much on African Americans.
We're putting too much into this natural thing and this spiritual thing that has nothing to do with it. Accept who you are. If you want to make a change, that's your business. It doesn't mean that you are spiritually disconnected because you decided that you don't want to wear your hair natural.
You want a jerry curl.
No, exactly.
But Dr. Francis,
yes.
how best if you want to have natural hair, right? And Dr. Hawley says you can have anyone you want, but say you want to have natural hair. Is there a best way to care for that? Like
so
that Corinne Bailey Ray look.
Deviate a little bit because what I do see is that whenever people are trying to do something to their hair
mm-hmm.
that their hair doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on, you know, how you go about it. Obviously, if you seek a professional, professional stylist can help you with the best way to go about the style or whatever you're trying to get to. But anytime you're trying to put yourself or change your hair to something that the hair doesn't naturally want to do, it's going to create a situation where you're creating tension or stress in the hair. And that can lead to breakage and further hair loss. So I do appreciate her point because I actually see it all the time. And sometimes it's as simple as wearing a ponytail slicked back all the time that
mm-hmm.
you're just pulling tight.
Right, right.
You see those edges. Everybody is worried about edges. We see edges, and that's where we see a lot of hair loss that has absolutely nothing to do with the relaxer, nothing to do with straightening. It has everything to do with how you're pulling your hair and how you're regularly wearing your hair.
Hold your thought, Dr. Mm-hmm. Francis. We did want to try to get into some of the resources that can be found, but we'll have to get to that on the next side. If you're on the phone line, Schroeder and Dr. Frisbee, hang there. We're going to get to that. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on 96.3 WHUR. We're talking about hair care for African-American women. Come with us on Sirius XM Channel 141.